In preparing for Christmas this year, especially for the Mass for Christmas, the homily even, I don't know, it seems like just a great deal of prayer and reflection that is centered on sort of two realities. One is from the experience I had at that wonderful pilgrimage to the Holy Land, of the sort of the reality of the birth of Jesus. When you visit Bethlehem, the Church of the Nativity, you go to the actual spot where Jesus was born, but it's sort of hard to recognize what it would have been like in those days because it's all overlaid with marble and silver and all kinds of things. You can tell, though, you're sort of going down to get to it, though. But there is a little place just outside of Bethlehem. It's called the Shepherd's Field, like we heard about in the Gospel tonight. And in it, there are these little shallow caves where the shepherds would keep their sheep or the other livestock. They still do this in the Holy Land. I actually saw, we were driving through one at some place and sort of out in the Judean wilderness and saw a shepherd in one of these little caves. And that is probably much more what the reality of where Jesus actually was born. It was in a little shallow cave in the back where mainly the animals were. The other thing it was reflecting on is just sort of the situation that we find ourselves in right now. This very strange situation, really, in the whole world. The pandemic and a lot of the things that seem to maybe have sort of come along with that or maybe happened at the same time. Seems like there's a lot of, unrest in the world in these times and maybe in our own individual lives as well. And sort of reflecting on that reality as well, because it seemed to be, very much, in some ways like the situation of the Holy Family, at that first time, being sort of, pushed around by the Roman Emperor deciding he wanted to have a census of the whole empire and this sort of thing. I mean, just how hard it would be to get from Nazareth to Bethlehem, especially with a woman who was just about to have a baby and all of this. The difficulty of these, and just sort of reflecting on these realities. And in doing so, I sort of brought it to prayer. So what I want to share with you mainly tonight, or at least partially tonight, is a prayer. My spiritual director told me to start keeping a journal about some things. I've never really done that before. And this was a fruit of that. Infant Lord Jesus, see how you have come into the world. See how you have come to me. Usually I don't look for you in the right places. I look for you in strength, success, good health, and comfort. But you are not there. You were born in a cave with animals. Your parents are poor. The government is harsh and wants to kill you. It eventually does. Saint Joseph, in order to save your life, takes you to another country. You grow up in obscurity. When you begin your public life, you minister humbly, seeking and leading by your goodness. You are betrayed and rejected, and yet you keep to your mission of obedience and salvation. Finally, you are executed brutally and are buried once again in stone. All of this is not the story that I would have told for you. It is not the story that I, as your disciple, want for myself. I though now want to embrace your way and give up on mine. Today is not as I would have had it. And yet, it is as you have given it to me. I accept, Lord, your way. Please let me see and follow it. I lift up to you, dear Lord, this whole broken world, especially my little part of it, where you have put me. Let me serve you as I can. I thank you for bringing me here to a shallow cave in Bethlehem. The Holy Family and the animals, the shepherds and the angels, the star and the wise men on the way. This is where I need to be right now. Always. Never in comfort or success, except by accident. This is the surrender that I need and want. You have brought me here. I did not want to come. I am unworthy to be here in this holy place, the way that I have lived my life, pretending to follow you, but really doing what I want to do. I do not fit here, except that you have brought me. Thank you. I am so sorry for wanting so many things except for you. I am trying to change, or you are changing me. And so I am here. There is no other place I want to be. This same place exists all over the world. Anywhere that people surrender to you and accept your love. You have come. You have come in this way and in no other. I hope that someday I will be more at home here. For now, it is enough that I am here. It is a miracle. And this reality of where Jesus was born, the nativity scene. You know, we have this beautiful one here, the wood in the back of the church, actually sort of glamorize it a bit, I'm afraid. But it has been for me an occasion of conversion, to change. And I have a very beautiful story that I experienced in my priesthood of just this, of this encounter with Jesus in his birth as a moment literally of conversion. I had a little parish. Actually, at that time, I had a little parish and a littler one, actually. And this was the littler one. It's in a small town called Tennessee Ridge. And I had a parishioner there who was from Japan and grew up near Nagasaki, which is where most of the Catholics, actually, in Japan live. There are not very many Catholics in Japan, but her family was not Catholic growing up. I think they were Buddhists. And she was a little girl in the aftermath of the Second World War. And talk about a broken world. I think Japan in the aftermath of the Second World War was a pretty broken world. And her mother had to live somewhere else in order to work. And she was living with her grandparents. And her mother came home one time, and she remembers this so much because she didn't get to see her mother very often. And her mother, one time telling her bedtime story, you know, to get her to go to sleep, actually told her the story of the birth of Jesus. The manger and the shepherds and the star and the angel and Joseph and Mary. And she remembered that because, you know, her mother had told it to her when she was a little girl. But she just thought it was a bedtime story. And that's how her mother had, you know, her mother wasn't a Christian either at that point. Later, when she was in school, she was coming home. It was in December. And she was walking down the street, and there was a small Catholic church. And out in front of it was the Nativity. And she stopped, and she looked at it. And she said, "That's the story my mother told me." And providentially, at that moment, the priest came out the door of the church. And that was the beginning of her conversion, of realizing that that cave in Bethlehem with Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus in a manger and the shepherds and the star were real. And that is the way that God came into this world. That it wasn't make-believe, but real. And that changed her. And eventually, pretty much all of her family, she was able to reach out to them as well. I have experienced this reality this year as very, very challenging and transforming. That God should come to us in this way, in this shallow cave, and to allow us to come. And as I said, I think God is changing me by that, I hope for the better. And I think when any of us allow ourselves to really enter in to the mystery of this moment, the reality of this moment, we can all be changed.